Okay, a very good morning and a new start to the week as we move to the end of Perek Vav of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Exciting. We're up to Halacha Zayin. So the previous Halacha, again, we talked about supererogatory jurisdiction, whether one has the capacity to say, you know, we have to go to the Beis Din HaGadol. And the Rambam said, no, of course not. There's the Din of Beis Din Shaviro, Bisharecha. So now the Rambam provides the caveat, but Medvarim Amru and Bishar Adinim Shizetowin Vizetowin, you know, he claims and he claims, or he claims and she claims. Oksham Ramalva Nidun Khan, Velovomar Neli Chabazin Agadol, Vimam Ramalva Neli Chabazin Agadol, Kofin Esalova Velimo Shinemar Avelova Li Ish Malva, Vichenim Tan Zesh, Hiziko, Gizalo, Vratzatoin Lalos, Kofin Bezdin Shebiro Esanitan Lalosimo. So the Rambam seems to have two carve-out exceptions. One of them, if the malve, right, the creditor, the one who says that he's out 100, 1,000, 1 million, 10 million, $1 billion, if he wants to go to the Beis Din HaGadol, he can go in, Eved lo veli ish malve. And then the second din is the towing. In other words, the person who's saying that, you know, I was damaged in the following way, there was Nezek, there was Gezel. And so, you know, he has the right to go to the Beis Din HaGadol also. So, what exactly is the relationship between these two exceptions? I guess one perspective about it is that these are two very different kinds of exceptions. In a Malvin, a Lova, you don't have towing the Nitan in the classical sense, or a Mazik and a Nizak, right? They're debating about what happened. Who knows? Maybe the, you know, the Lova is saying, you know, Praticha. Maybe he's saying, you know, Lohayu Dvar Me'ulam. So, prima facie, it doesn't seem like these are the same din, like, you know, with two different applications. But the problem is, if you look in the Rambam uses the term V'chein. V'chein in the Rambam typically doesn't mean, and also, 99% of the time, V'chein means likewise, for the very same reason. V'chein, im tan zan she ziko, gizalo, v'ratza toin lalos, so what I'd like to suggest is the following. Is that Misavara, it is true that a case of a Malvalova situation is much closer to the case we discussed in Halach Avav. Whereas the Rambam refers to here, Zetoin Vizetoin. So why does a Malva have the right to insist on the Beis Din HaGadol? It's much more like, you know, again, that case of Zetoin Vizetoin than a case where there's alleged nezek or gezel, v'chein kochayotze bazel, where there's like a victimized party. So what I would like to suggest is that v'chein is meduyak in the Rambam, because Rambam's understanding of the, so to speak, zeras hakasuv pasuk in Mishlei, not the pasuk in Chumash, but eved lova liish malve, is that the malve al pi halacha is considered begeder the nizak. He's considered begeder the towing, somebody who has, or the nigzal of somebody who has, even again, if the facts don't bear this out, fine. And the person who's claiming damages. And that's just because he's claiming that there's an unpaid load, but I think there's a reason behind it. I think, basically, on the Derabanan level, it is, after all, the Pasuk in Mishlei, we said, if you want to put yourself in a position to loan out money, you know, and this is something that Chazal were always concerned about with credit markets and access to credit, the Torah was concerned about right, so al pi din midrabanan, the malve is given the status eved lova liish malve of a nizak, of a nigzal, of a toin, and therefore he has the right to insist on supererogatory jurisdiction of the Beis Din HaGadol, and this is part of the protections that the malve was given to incentivize him to feel comfortable loaning money, because, you know, after all, he'll have recourse to the very best Beis Din available. But we waived it in Dine Mamanos because everybody, you know, who's considering making a loan, if they realize that the witnesses that support the fact that the loan was there are going to have to go through a Drisha V'Chakira, half the cases are going to be dead on arrival because the witnesses aren't going to be able to withstand that. You know, it's a high degree of scrutiny, as it's meant to be, especially in Dine Nefashos. You know, Ma'abed Nefashachas Kilu Ibed Olam Malay. So I think what we see here is, Al Pi Din, the Rambam's perspective was, we relate to the Malva as, even though we have no evidence that he was a Nizak or Nigzal, right, it's really just a case of Zatoin v'Zatoin, but Evelova le'ish Malva means that we have the right to relate to the Malva as a Nizak, and if he's already a Nizak or a Nigzal, and he's making the claim, the Taina, he's the Toin, that I'm an injured party here because this person has not made restitution on his loan. So in that situation, v'chein, right, is it entirely appropriate that the Malva is of the din of a Nigzal, of a Nechbal, of a Nizak, and therefore has the status of a Toin, and is entitled to supererogatory jurisdiction, all of this, Kadesh Lotin Aldalas, Bifnei Lavin.